Have you ever noticed how society treats fatness as the ultimate failure? In Happy Fat, comedian Sophie Hagen takes us on a radical journey of reclamation in a world designed to make fat people invisible. This isn't just another body positivity manifesto. It's a powerful examination of how fat phobia permeates every aspect of our lives, from childhood to healthcare to romance. Growing up as a fat child in Denmark, Hagen experienced firsthand how early our bodies become battlegrounds. Her grandfather used sweets as emotional manipulation, while school environments normalized cruelty toward her body. By 16, she was cycling through diets with Monday determination that inevitably collapsed into binge eating and self-loathing. So desperate, she even tried to trigger bulimia, believing an eating disorder seemed better than remaining fat. What makes her narrative so compelling is how she connects these personal experiences to systemic issues, helping us understand that beauty isn't objective, but defined through racist, classist, ableist standards that harm everyone, though in profoundly different ways. Imagine looking into a funhouse mirror daily and seeing only grotesque distortions, or worse, nothing at all. When fat characters appear in media, they're typically portrayed as unattractive, unintentionally funny, evil, or lazy, like Ursula from The Little Mermaid or Fat Monica in Friends. Even with more screen time, their storylines revolve entirely around weight. More commonly, they're erased completely, victims of symbolic annihilation. When Hagen tweeted, "We need a fat Disney princess," she unleashed hateful comments. This wasn't about Disney, she realized. It was about silencing marginalized voices. This erasure extends to physical spaces. Hagen describes being trapped in a narrow bathroom stall, unable to properly clean herself. Flying presents another challenge. Plane seats have shrunk from 19-20 inches 30 years ago to 16-17 inches today, purely for profit. On one 11-hour flight, an armrest dug so painfully into her flesh that she cried with relief during her seatmate's bathroom breaks. While debate continues about whether fat people should accommodate themselves to the world or vice versa, Hagen believes an inclusive world benefits everyone. The myth that fatness was celebrated in earlier times either portrays fat people as outdated relics or minimizes fat phobia's historical depth. From ancient Greece onward, slenderness has consistently been the ideal. For years, Hagen never considered what clothes she actually liked wearing, simply settling for whatever fit her size 26-28 frame. She was struck by an orange lady at a bar whose distinctive style impressed her while completely eluding her date. This encounter highlighted how she'd never developed personal style due to limited options. Fat women face pressure to appear ultra-feminine and put together to counter stereotypes, while thin women can dress casually without judgment. Hagen's breakthrough came when she abandoned dresses for trousers and men's vests, finally seeing herself and saying, "There you are." Finding clothes above size 32 remains nearly impossible, with even inclusive brands rarely offering larger sizes despite claims of catering to all bodies. This limitation isn't merely inconvenient, it's erasure that prevents fat people from expressing their identities. Summer brings additional challenges with bikini body ready messaging, which Hagen recognizes as coded language meaning don't you dare show your fat body, disguised with bright imagery promoting diet products or fitness regimens. Society portrays fat people as desexual beings, either sexually aggressive or without sexuality altogether. This harmful stereotype leads to horrific attitudes, like when Hagen's fat friend, who was raped, was told he should be grateful someone wanted to fuck him. Against this dehumanizing backdrop, Hagen asserts, "Fat people are not desexual. Fat people fuck." She discusses her sexual experiences extensively because her sexuality is purposefully ignored by society. "I realized I express my sexuality loudly because it's denied, like my femininity, emotional complexity, and political viewpoints. I'm shouting into existence what society refuses to acknowledge," After enduring cruel experiences with men, from nightclub games targeting fat women to public humiliation, Hagen developed deep distrust when men flirted with her. Even after intimate encounters, she'd anxiously await the revelation that it was all a joke. The big fat friend trope pervades culture, casting fat people as unfuckable annoyances at parties and obstacles while pursuing their thin friends. This harmful dynamic breeds unnecessary jealousy between friends. Sunday evenings often became times for hopeful diet planning. As a teenager, Hagen and her mother would fantasize about thinness, tape before photos to the fridge, and purge the kitchen of anything tasty. The first days felt exhilarating. Hunger seemed like progress. Inevitably, she'd crash, binge, then spiral into self-loathing. Why am I so weak? I'm disgusting. This pattern is nearly universal. Studies of the Biggest Loser contestants showed 13 of 14 regained all their weight with permanently slowed metabolism. With only a 0.8% chance of an obese woman reaching normal weight and 95 to 98% of diets failing, the cycle isn't your fault. It's by design. Medical bias represents the greatest health risk to fat people. 2/3 of doctors believe overweight patients lack self-control, and many healthcare providers hold negative attitudes toward obese patients. Studies show fatter patients receive inferior care, including higher rates of surgical errors. Hagen recalls seeking contraception but being dismissed by her doctor, triggering an eating disorder relapse. The connection between fatness and poor health is oversimplified, influenced by weight loss industry funding. Research shows many fat people are metabolically healthy, and physical activity decreases mortality regardless of BMI. When obesity researcher Dr. David Allison's claim of 300,000 to 400,000 annual obesity-related deaths was scrutinized, revised estimates showed fewer than 26,000, 15 times lower than originally claimed. Learning to love your body is incredibly difficult, perhaps harder than climbing Mount Everest, because it requires complete rewiring after lifelong conditioning. The journey begins with unlearning society's teachings about fatness. The first crucial step is accepting that being fat isn't bad. Society has implanted a voice equating fat with bad, but this equation is wrong. Fat simply describes a body that's rounder and softer than others. It's neutral. Owning this word was Hagen's most important step towards self-love. Daily affirmations work, though they feel awkward initially. Write down your insecurities, then transform each negative statement into a positive one. Normalize fat bodies by surrounding yourself with images of fat people living full lives. Curate your social media by eliminating negative influences and following fat people across various fields. Break fat person rules, wear crop tops, eat in public without shame, take up space. Release your inner thinny, that idealized future self who supposedly has everything you want. When you live as if you'll have this body forever, you start living for your real self, not an imaginary future version. Our fight isn't just personal, it's systemic. We must work toward dismantling the systems that teach hate and freeing fat people from discrimination. Fat bodies deserve joy, love, and liberation right now, exactly as they are.